Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
And we're on.
Hey everyone, I'm Liam the daughter.
I'm Lauren the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
Hey, you're up.
I am up today.
You are up today, but first.
Yes.
We have an announcement to make.
We do.
Okay. You know what? It wouldn't be us if we didn't fuck up in some type of way. What is it, April? We got a few months in.
We've gone longer than we usually do.
Hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
The best laid plans.
Okay, we're talking about our series.
Yes.
So we know last year we did the astrology series, which I covered, and then you did the Sabbats. The witches' Sabbats.
Yes, the holy days.
And then at the beginning of the year, we announced that we would be talking about Tarot.
Specifically me.
You were going to be covering that.
Yeah, and you.
And I was going to be covering types of witchcraft.
Correct.
Okay, so we're switching things up.
We are.
There has been a change of plans because we like to keep everyone on their toes, including ourselves.
Spicy.
We just weren't feeling it. Okay, we're going through some things on, you know, the back end.
Yeah.
Some good things, but it's just busy over here.
And
so when we went to dive into specifically the types of witchcraft series, it was just going to be a little too much for right now.
It was very meaty.
It was a little girthy.
A lot of research.
Yeah,
got to get it right.
And our plan was to like kind of bring Witch Whispers back to like a little more chill of a vibe.
Yes.
Okay.
A little more fun.
Less, you know,
cumbersome. Less meaty.
Light on the meat. TM. And that just wasn't going to be the case with that.
Right. Absolutely
so
not.
We are not doing that.
Correct.
Anytime soon, maybe later in the year, maybe next year.
Yeah.
We are going to get to it. We promise.
Yeah.
But it's on the back burner, as they say.
Yeah, for right now. Stay tuned.
As they say in the biz. I don't know what biz they say that in. And then here comes the second switch up.
Yeah.
Lore was bored by the Tarot series.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain yourself?
I don't know if I can. I just wasn't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it.
I think if I have to guess, I was taught by somebody that was a reader.
Okay.
And so it was all very
intuitive. Yeah.
So to dive in and go through, well, this means this and this means that.
It was hard for Laura.
She wasn't really feeling it.
And I found myself a little more excited by that. And I was like, well, I want to know because I was not really, I was not taught by anyone. I've gone solely off of intuition. And so I want to know what they specifically mean.
Yeah.
And then combine that with my powers.
With my powers.
And then I will be unstoppable. So I am going to be taking over.
Kyle?
About the power to kill a yak with mind bullets. I can't stop once I go. Okay, anyway, I'm going to be taking over the Tarot series then.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited.
You're excited about it. You're super excited about it.
Yes, I'm going to be, you know, on to the next card next week.
Yeah.
So that is going to be a change. And then, Laura,
so that leaves me.
That leaves you. So what series are you doing then?
Well, we've been wanting to, and we've talked about for a while, bringing in local lore. And that's what we're going to
start. That's what we're going to do.
I am super excited about that.
So now, you know what? The pieces have fallen into place.
They have.
All is right in the world.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
We are now, you know.
Got to hammer it out.
Synthesizing. I don't know what I was trying to say. Simpatico. I don't know. Science. It sounded sciencey. And we feel better now. So I'm going to be talking tarot cards.
Yes.
And you're going to be talking about local lore.
Yeah.
So with that said, we have created a Google form that we are going to be including in our show notes. It will be on our website, our social media, wherever. Okay. That you can go and fill out to share your local lore stories. Ooh. So if you have shared one with us via email before, resend it via this Google form, because shit gets lost and we're hot messes. And so you know what? Just do it again for us. Love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And then maybe Lore will read it. Yeah. So you can just, maybe it's just a local urban legend.
Yes.
Maybe it's, you know, something a little girthier. You have your own personal story. And then Laura might, you know, dive into it and read it on the show. There you go. So go find that link.
Ooh, fun. I'm excited.
And without further a fucking do, that was long-winded.
That was long-winded.
My bad.
Yeah.
I've also had 3 cups of coffee today. So
and you're like, I'm going for the fourth.
I might be going for a fourth. You're never going to be able to shut me up. Okay, without further ado, go ahead.
Yeah, so today I am going to start that series.
You're
going to
start that series.
And I am going to do something kind of local, but I've spread it out a little bit.
Spread it out, girl.
You know, I'm feeling my oats here. Feeling my oats. Ooh, and you know
spreading
what?
Spreading it out and feeling her oats.
You know, something that popped into my mind when we first talked about doing this was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Ooh.
And I have been like chomping at the bit to get this out. Now, when I started to dive in and research it, I was like, holy shit, it led me down the path of murder and mayhem.
Murder.
And
mayhem.
Hauntings.
Hauntings.
Do, do, do. Do, do.
Where's Zach Bagans?
Where is he? I don't know. I'm sure he's probably been to some of these places.
I'm sure he has.
All right. So Frank Lloyd Wright is considered one of the greatest American architects of all time.
Come on, architect.
Yeah, but he was also a designer, a writer, and an educator.
A Renaissance man.
He was. Mm-hmm. He was born June 8th, 1867 in Wisconsin.
That's the one. They like cheese.
Cheese.
No, yes.
Yes. Okay. Cheese hats in Wisconsin.
I love Wisconsin.
But that makes him a sun in Gemini.
Yes, it does. I love it.
A moon in Virgo.
Ooh.
And a Scorpio rising.
Ooh. I'm slightly scared. Maybe Frank.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe a little scared of you, right? Frank. Okay. Yeah. Intrigued as well.
Yes.
Mainly scared.
As you should be. He designed over 1,000 structures, which spanned a career of 70 years before his death in 1959.
He was working for 70 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
He is known for his contributions to the 20th century architectural movement, inspiring architects all over the world, not only through his work, but through his mentoring programs.
Okay.
He is considered a pioneer in what was known as the Prairie Movement of architecture. Now, I don't know anything about architecture.
Man, if I got dubbed the like Prairie Queen of anything, I'd be like, oh,
and
fuck,
I was like,
really?
What the hell is that? So it's most common in the U.S. Midwest during the late 19th and early 20th century.
Uh-huh.
The key distinguishing features were flat or hipped roofs with broad overhanging eaves.
Roof
thatching.
Roof is sold.
His roofs were not thatched.
Did you get my roof is sold joke?
Roof is sold. I love him.
I know you do.
Anyway, there's a lot of horizontal lines in this architecture, which were likened to the wide and flat treeless climb of the American prairie landscape.
Okay.
Thus dubbed...
The Prairie Movement. The Prairie King of Wisconsin. it doesn't sound like my cup of tea, but go off. Okay.
Yeah. Frank's style was what he labeled organic architecture.
Organic.
It was a style of design that works in harmony with humanity, the environment, and nature.
USDA certified, baby.
And there you go. I am hooked.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so the design that best spotlights this style. Now, what did we say? He did over 1,000?
Yeah, that's
okay, a lot. Okay, the design that best spotlights this style and that which is considered for him his crowning achievement is right here in our backyard.
Oh, is it Falling Water?
It is Falling Water.
Oh, okay, I've been there.
Yes.
Here's the local part of the lore.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here it comes. I think there's like 4 of his structures.
He
actually
must have liked PA
in this area. Yeah, because Kentuck Knob is like a few miles away from Falling Water.
I was almost convinced he was from here because like, why do you have so many things around here, Frank? What are you doing here, Frank?
No. Apparently the people of PA...
love him as well.
Pittsburgh in particular liked his stuff. Okay. Yeah. So known as Falling Water, which is nestled in the Laurel Highlands of Pennsylvania, Wright was commissioned to begin the design in 1935 for prominent Pittsburgh department store owner, Edgar Kaufman.
So if you are familiar
with Kaufman's department store, this is those people.
They were a big deal.
Yes.
Okay.
So Edgar and his wife, Lillian, This was going to be their weekend getaway pad.
Oh, that must be nice.
So this isn't their home. Oh, okay. It's just their getaway.
Just like they're saying, right.
Yes.
Rich people.
Exactly. The home is something truly to behold. And I mean, you know what? Is stunning.
Spoiler alert, you can go there and tour it. Yes. And it is really fucking beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Known for the cantilevering. Is that how you say it? Cantilevering.
I don't cantilever. Know. But you did an Italian.
Cantilevering.
Why are you Italian handing at me when you say that?
It's like built over a waterfall. So the building, like when you're talking about cantilevering, again, I don't know a lot about architecture, but it looks like it's just suspended in the air.
Yeah, you really do feel at one with the water, TM, at one with nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it does become one with the natural landscape, which is just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So in 1963, the Kaufman son, Edgar Jr., deeds Falling Water and the 469 acres surrounding the home to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy.
You know what? Yes, I love
that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Edgar much appreciated.
Jr. Yeah, so Falling Water opened to the public for tours in 1964 and is considered the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright house with its setting, original furnishings, and artwork still intact.
Whoa, I didn't realize it was the original furnishings.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
And I mean, it is beautiful. I can't even say that enough. Mm-hmm. And it has boasted famous celebrities the world over.
Okay, who's been there?
Albert Einstein.
Whoa.
Is probably one of the most
Smarty
famous,
pants.
They say. Robert Duvall. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when they were a thing.
Wow, what a moment in time.
There you go.
Yes.
Ron Howard.
Okay.
Tom Hanks. The Tom. Mr. Hanks.
Yes.
We just talked about him.
Yeah, loved your work in the burbs.
Dennis Miller. Mm-hmm. Michael Keaton, I should hope so, since he is from Pittsburgh.
Laura, why did you sound, you were like, I should hope so.
I should hope so, Michael Keaton. Will Ferrell.
Well, yay.
Sigourney Weaver. And even Ewan McGregor.
Ewan.
We know, I love him.
Yeah. Who did I fucking just tell you he was married to?
I can't remember.
Flabbergasted.
I can't remember.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, the one from Final Destination 3. I was absolutely floored. You know, my favorite Final D movie.
I do recall.
I was floored.
Is
okay,
that a power
anyway.
Couple?
I mean, yeah.
Hey.
I guess so. Look at that.
Congratulations.
Wasn't she in Sky High too?
Oh my gosh, I've never seen that movie.
Wow. Love your work.
And I believe that during our tour there, we were told that Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera were personal guests of the Kaufmans.
I feel like I do remember hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't just go for a tour. They were
friends.
Visiting friends.
Okay.
Yes.
VIP.
So this, of course, got me wondering if Falling Water could indeed be haunted. Come on now.
I mean,
come on.
It's been around.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, and it's like back in the woods like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, here's what I found out.
Okay.
It was exciting. All right, apparently Edgar was a bit of a playboy.
Ew, Eddie.
Yeah, and Lillian had endured his dalliances for many a year.
Lillian.
Until one of them resulted in Edgar falling in love, actually.
Oh, with not Lillian. Right,
no.
Got it. Okay,
with,
sorry.
With one of the side.
Someone who's not Lillian.
Not Lillian. On a September weekend in 1952, the Kaufmans were at Falling Water, and supposedly this was a rarity for them to, like, be together.
Oh, shit.
Was he there to end things with a Lillian?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I love your serious voice.
Apparently, Lillian did not come down for dinner
when
Edgar went up and broke in because the door was locked.
Uh-huh.
He found her lying on the bed, almost dead from an overdose of sleeping pills.
Oh no, Lillian.
So instead of calling for help and getting her to the nearest hospital,
uh-oh.
Is that what Edgar does? No,
that
is not what he does. Edgar decides to stick her in his car and drive her over 2.5 hours to a Pittsburgh hospital.
She didn't make it.
And some say this was purposeful.
Okay, I'm not trying to laugh because that's fucked up, but like, I would say yes, that was purposeful.
His 2 hours away. His reasoning was that he did not trust local hospitals.
Well,
I mean, some shot is better than no shot.
I was going to say,
no shot, Eddie. No shot.
Eddie, maybe go fuck yourself, you know, is what I'm feeling.
It was ruled an accidental suicide,
oh.
But it is said that she haunts Well, falling water.
You know what I was going to say? Lillian, you better have come back to haunt his ass, because what the actual fuck?
Yep.
2.5 hours away.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Sad. Her brokenhearted spirit is said to wander the master bedroom in a white gown, never speaking, just looking sadly out the window at the falls.
Well, that's absolutely devastating. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
God.
Nearly 140,000 visitors come to Falling Water every year.
Wow.
Not knowing that just across a tiny footbridge that is seldom used lies the weathered crypt of Edgar and Lillian.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Their eternal resting place is not part of the daily tour schedule.
Why not?
But it was their son Edgar Jr.'s decision to build a crypt for his parents upriver of the property.
Okay.
He commissioned Swiss sculptor Alberto Giacometti for the design, which consisted of two huge bronze doors depicting two solitary figures. Oh. A woman sitting against a tree on the right, and a man standing far away on the left, facing each other. Mm-hmm. The background is very ominous and dark, and is said to evoke William Blake's Marriage of Heaven and Hell.
Well, you know
how appropriate.
You're straight to the point.
Given the circumstances, his son was like, I'm not mincing any words.
Let me be honest with this depiction. Okay.
When Edgar Jr. passed away in 1989, he would not be interred with his parents, but mm-hmm. instead his ashes were sprinkled around Falling Water.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So there are probably a lot of people haunting that area.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But that's the main one. Wow. What a sad and tragic tale.
I was going to say, goddamn, I told you to warn me about this.
I told you, murder and mayhem.
You did.
You didn't
include heartbreak, though. My heart hurts.
Well, you know what?
Lillian, girl, we're thinking of you. Ouch.
Hold on to your seat.
Oh my God, is there another
because
one?
Because speaking of tragedy, let's get back to Mr. Frank Lloyd Wright, okay?
Oh, fuck, okay.
Because he himself was no stranger to it.
No?
No, no. In 1903, Frank's wife, Catherine, introduces him to Martha, nickname Mama.
Nope.
M-A-M-A-H.
Don't like it.
And Edwin.
Don't like it.
No.
It's giving me daddy.
I know. Mama and Edwin Cheney. And they want Frank to build them a new house.
Okay.
Yay. Awesome. No one knew at the moment what an ill-fated meeting this would become.
Okay.
Because shortly after, Frank and Mama begin to have an affair.
Frank and Mama. Mm-hmm.
I can't even take that seriously.
I do not like it. I can't even take you guys seriously.
Edwin promptly divorces Mama, and he gets custody of the couple's two children.
Okay, good.
Right? Frank's wife, Catherine, however, refuses to sign the divorce papers.
Okay.
This, however, did not deter Frank in the slightest, and he ups and abandons Catherine and their six children.
Ew. I had a feeling I wasn't going to like Frank.
Is it that Scorpio?
You know what? Did you hear the inflection in my voice? I had a feeling.
And he promptly heads off in 1911 to build him and Mama a palatial estate they dubbed Taliesin in Wisconsin, which
okay,
is
we're,
where
we're
he's
back
originally.
To the cheese.
We're back to the cheese. Mm-hmm. It's considered highly shameful at the time and immoral what they were doing.
Well, downright rude.
Just downright rude. The couple could have cared less, though, and promptly moved in together.
Ew.
But their new bliss would be short-lived.
Karma.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, in 1914, while Frank was away on business in Chicago.
When I'm back in Chicago. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
When I'm in Chicago. shit hit the fan back at Taliesin.
Uh-oh.
Mama and her two children, 8-year-old Martha and 5-year-old John, along with the crew of Frank's builders and draftsmen, were all being served lunch in the dining room by their chef, who was a native of Barbados named Julian Carlton.
Okay.
Apparently, earlier in the day, Mama pissed him off by scolding him, and he was not happy.
I hate that you keep calling her Mama.
I absolutely hate it. He decided to take matters into his own hands.
Okay.
According to a firsthand account by a 19-year-old Herbert Fritz.
Herbert,
as they were all dining, they heard a swish like water had been tossed through the screen door. Mm-hmm. When they saw a liquid oozing out from under the door. Peculiar, but probably dishwater. No one gave it much thought.
Okay.
But it was not dishwater, but gasoline.
Ooh.
Which he then ignited. As the dining room became engulfed in flames, everyone realized that he had locked the doors and they were all trapped inside.
Oh my God.
Mama was the first to attempt to climb out a nearby window.
No.
But Carlton had already anticipated this maneuver.
Carlton said, not today, Mama.
And was waiting outside the window with a hatchet. Oof.
Wow, you are taking me on a ride of murder and mayhem.
I know.
I was not expecting
not
this.
Not our typical, yeah.
Okay, what the fuck?
But all in all, 7 people were killed, including mama and her 2 kids.
Oh, the kids? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay.
Carlton was found hiding in the basement furnace.
Why?
And died 8 weeks later of self-inflicted starvation.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Stricken with grief, Wright vowed to rebuild Taliesin in mama's honor. But the powers that be said no go, and the house burnt to the ground in 1925 after being struck by lightning. Strike 2.
What?
Yes.
2 oh my fires. Mother Earth said, hey.
Hey, you know what? He rebuilt it again, and the 3rd time was a charm.
Oh, fuck.
And apparently there is, like, it's open now. You can tour it, and it's like a school.
No, thank you.
He started the Taliesin Fellowship, and I think it's like an educational center and tourist attraction, so you can still go there.
I don't know if I want to.
I know, right?
No.
Like, creepy.
It has bad energy to it, even from, I can just feel it from what you're telling me.
I can feel it from here.
I am okay.
Yikes. Immediately following the initial murders, the bodies were taken to a cottage on the grounds called Tanya Dairy to await burial.
Okay.
It is here that Mama's ghost resides, dressed in what all the best dressed ghosts wear, that white flowing gown.
You know what? Why can't we?
It's always
on the other side. Is that all that's available?
I'm going out shopping. Look what I found. Another white flowing gown.
I look best in black. So that's not going to work for me when I come back.
A white flowing gown.
No.
It is noted that her...
I come back naked.
Who would know?
Well, if I'm haunting people.
They'll just see right through you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is noted that her presence, although appearing lost and restless, is peaceful.
Hmm.
Doors and windows open and close on their own. Lights flicker on and off. The groundskeepers have noted that they lock the cottage in the evening, mm-hmm. only to find when they arrive in the morning, all of the doors and windows are wide open.
Whoa. She's Yikes. Saying, let some air in here.
Yeah. Yeah, let some air in here.
Yeah.
Wow. But that's another tragic tale.
That was fucked up. Holy shit.
I told you, murder and mayhem.
We're
going down a winding road today.
Yeah, you did not lie.
Yeah. All to get to the ghosting.
To the ghosting.
The ghosting. Get to the ghosting.
And the sightings. Get to the ghosting.
Yeah. So finally, although not his crowning glory, but nonetheless by Hollywood standards of infamy, is Frank Lloyd Wright's Innes House.
Innes House.
Yes. Completed in 1924 in Los Feliz, California.
Okay.
For department store owner Charles Ennis, which I read in one article he had some Pittsburgh ties or something, which I thought was interesting, but I couldn't.
Weird.
Yeah. But he liked Mayan art, and thus the house exuded that feel.
Okay.
The home has been featured in many a Hollywood flick.
Yeah.
Yes. Most notable in William Castle's 1959 flick called House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, no shit.
Starring Vincent Price.
Really?
Yes.
Like, it's the house?
It's the house.
Oh, cool.
The plot features sadistic millionaire Frederick Lauren, who lures 5 guests to spend the night in a haunted house with the promise of a big cash payout should anyone survive.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
It's an iconic opening scene. It looks kind of like a funeral procession, like the cars are bringing these people up to the mm-hmm. house. It's winding up there. And then you see like Vincent Price's face superimposed.
I love that movie, yeah.
But that's the house. And so he's laying out the plot. So it's very creepy and iconic. But it has also been featured in The Howling 2.
Ooh.
Predator 2. Rush Hour, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Damn.
Blade Runner, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Now, it says that it is the penthouse setting for their faux soap opera, Invitation to Love.
Oh, my God.
Twin Peaks is not my thing, so I'm going to have to go in and look. You're going to have to dive, because I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, and it was also used in Buffy the Vampire Slayers, the series, as Angel's Mansion.
Ugh. That's why I tuned it out.
Always, you skip.
Of course,
that season.
He's brooding in a fucking Frank Lloyd Wright mansion. Fucker.
Oh my gosh! So wow, so many twists and turns.
So wow.
Yeah, you can dig deeper. There's actually a few more haunted houses on his
list.
On his list.
I mean, if he has thousands.
Yeah, surely. But these were the most, these were the heavy hitters.
That was very cool.
Wasn't that interesting?
Yeah, I liked that.
You know how I started with some local lore. I went over to, you know, you brought Chicago in because we were just there.
You built me up. You took me on a ride.
And then the pop culture tour of Hollywood.
Hollywood. You know what?
Anyway, his houses are just, his architecture is absolutely stunning.
If you're into architecture, you're into art, I don't know, you like museums, anything mm-hmm. like that, it's definitely worth a visit. I'm sure you can see a bunch of his, you know, around the world. I don't know.
Like Florida has the most concentration of his.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's done not just like personal homes, but he's done like libraries and, you know, museums. And
at least in the U.S., you can see a lot of his stuff. Yeah. Falling Water, definitely. I like it.
That is considered his best work.
His best work. Mm-hmm. I could see why.
His Oscar.
I'm not surprised that it's haunted. Mm-hmm. I'm really not surprised by that. But now I want to go take another visit.
I do remember we went on our tour that I had some chills,
some
little hair standing up on my arm.
It is a little, and knowing that all of that stuff is the original, like it's just been holding that energy for years.
Oh my gosh,
and
right?
then the water and the woods.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, imagine being in there at night.
I did. I think one of the articles I read is because, you know, they hardly didn't stay there together that much.
Yeah.
So she was, I think she spent most of her time
maybe
there.
Maybe that's why she's there.
And I think that, she would get creeped out at night because she said the condensation from the falls would like make noises and like there would be condensation on that. Because if you go in, I remember going in and it was like stone walls.
Yes.
So the condensation. So she would get creeped out and kind of go up to the guest house.
Ooh, interesting.
They had like a freshwater pool.
Of course.
Oh
yes.
Oh my gosh.
Again, rich
just like
people
so
love it.
Freaking gorgeous.
At least look up pictures if you can.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks
so
for
that's
sharing.
That's my local tale.
That's your local lore.
Yeah, so I'm really interested to dive into everybody else's cool stories.
Yes, come on. Please go and find that Google form. It will be super easy to fill out, and you can stay anonymous if you want, or we can, you know,
shout you out.
But we really want to hear from all over. We have listeners all over the world. We want to hear, you know, the spooky tales.
Yes.
Fun.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm glad that we're bringing this into the fold.
I am too.
Way to go, Laura.
About it.
Thank you for sharing. Hey, we're going to catch you Thursday for our full length episode. You're not going to want to miss this one because I am doing a Mac Daddy and I'm really nervous. You're not going to want to miss it. Okay.
All right. We'll catch you Thursday. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.